بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. مولاي my master يا رسول الله O Prophet محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله salutations upon you O Prophet of Allah salutations upon you O beloved one by Allah السلام السلام عليك يا سيدنا يا ومولانا O beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened to your family after your departure, O beloved Prophet of Allah? Do you know what happened to your beloved daughter, the daughter of Lady Khadija alayha salam? The daughter of Lady Khadija, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, after the departure of Prophet Muhammad. Lady Zahra, our beloved Lady Zahra, every day she used to cry and shed the tears on the Holy Prophet grave. ماذا ماذا على من شم تربة أحمد إلا يشم مدى الزمان غواليا Why is it we don't shed the tears on the grave of the Holy Prophet For the tragedy after the departure of the Prophet is such a great tragedy. قل المغيب تحت الثرى Let the voice get to the Prophet. Let him hear our call. What is our call, brothers and sisters? إن كنت تسمع صرختي وندائيا You might hear my call, you might hear, you see my tears are being shed. صبت علي مصائب لو أنها صبت علي مصائب لو أنها I have tragedies befell on me. لو أنها صبت على الأيام صرنا لياليا. May Allah be with the household, the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد. أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين صلوات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي
كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. Dear scholars, dear learned ones, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we gather tonight in this holy month, in this holy night, to commemorate the death and the martyrdom, the death of the Holy Lady, the Lady Khadija alayha salam, it is incumbent on us that we remember who this lady is. And we should look at her and see her life, not only through a narrow scope, but through a wider picture. See her life in the picture and the journey she undertook with the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In order to bring Islam to light and to bring the people from darkness to light, it is what she has done and how she has supported her husband, her beloved. And it is what she did to the Muslims and this lady of great wealth. What she played, what role she played, what pivotal role she played in Islam. So the Prophet says, Islam had two foundations it stood upon, the wealth of Khadija and the sword of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We must learn and study these roles, these lives. See, many of us listen to the lives of the holy ones. Many of us learn the lives of the holy Imams alayhim salam, the holy Prophet and the Lady Fatima alayhi salam and Lady Khadija. It is not only the learning that is required, it is how we take what we learn and apply it in our lives. And tonight we will focus, as part of the big picture, what we have been doing every single night, talking about the reason and the purpose of our fasting, which is to attain taqwa, and how we can learn from the life of Lady Khadija alayha salam to help us attain that taqwa. In the previous nights we have seen how do we build ourselves. Tonight we will see how others have lived their lives, how Lady Khadija lived her life, and how we can learn from her, men and women. So we can learn, we can attain, we can grasp these meanings and apply it in our lives. So we start by saying, the Holy Prophet, as he was raised in Mecca with a tribe of Quraysh, Abu Talib, his uncle came to him one day and told him, my beloved nephew, why don't you start trading? And there is a lady very wealthy, and she's very honorable. She is very well known. Her name is Khadija. She seeks a noble man, an honest and truthful one, that he may help her in her trade. So the Prophet said, I shall seek and look into it. Lady Khadija, knowing that the Prophet was interested and able to do such thing, because she heard from everyone around her what a noble man the Holy Prophet was. He was known to be as-sadiq al-ameen, the truthful and the honest. They say one day, as the tribe of Quraysh and the people of Mecca were rebuilding the Kaaba, the Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, was to be put back in the corner. And the tribes were fighting who should put back the stone in its corner. So they agreed, whoever comes from this gate of Mecca, of the Kaaba, whoever enters the gates right now, the first one shall be the judge. And they look back and who was there entering? It was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, here comes As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truth, the entrusted. So they told him what the problem is. The Prophet with the intellect embodied in him. He right away said, give me a abaya, a cloth. And he put the stone on the cloth. And he said, each tribe shall have one. One to represent them. And each of you pick from one side, and all the tribes were able to pick the black stone, and he took it and he put it in. Subhanallah. The intellect of the Prophet. Ever since the Prophet was well known. That is why when the tribe of Quraysh was arguing with the Prophet, he tells them, he talked to them, he said, have I ever lied to you? Have you ever doubted my word? Then why, when I tell you believe in Allah, you dispute with me? Subhanallah. So Lady Khadija knew about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And brothers and sisters, we need to learn from them. We need to see how we pick, see everything. How we pick in our transactions. Who do we trust? The honest and the trustworthy. And Lady Khadija called on the Prophet. She asked him, would you take this merchant? Would you take this trade and go to Damascus and trade for me on my behalf? And she sent with him two slaves. One was called Maysara. And she sent with him a camel, the slaves, and also the merchants, the goods. The Prophet went and he traded. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, when he came back, he profited a lot of money. When he came back, he went and saw Lady Khadija and he told her everything that happened. She was very thankful. Maysara, the slave that she sent with the Prophet, came up to Lady Khadija. She told him, Maysara, tell me about this man. I heard a lot about him. Tell me more about him. He said, you know, my master, Khadija, this man is wonderful. He's honorable. I saw many interesting things. She said, go ahead, tell me. He said, every time we passed by the ruins of the old ones, by the graves, he would think, he would be contemplating. He would be glorifying. And when we were trading in Syria, someone asked him to swear by the idols. He said, no, I shall not swear by Allah wal-Uzza. I shall not swear, I shall not promise by anything such of the idols because I hate them so much. He said on the way back, we stopped by a church and there was an honorable priest. The Prophet wanted to rest and he rested under a tree. The priest was astonished. He ran to the Prophet and he started looking at him from far and gazing and looking and wondering and staring. Maysara told the priest, what is wrong? He said, by the Lord God, no one but a prophet sat under this tree. And this is the prophet of this nation. This is the prophet of the time. This must be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lady Khadija was very impressed. See, brothers and sisters, we always talk about love. This is the pure love. The love that Lady Khadija had to this man because he's a pious man. He's an honorable man. He's an honest man. He's a man that moved her spirit towards Allah. He's a man that moved her closer towards the absolute Allah. He's a man that drew her, took her, her soul, her nafs, closer to the Almighty. This is the man she wanted. This is the man she chose. She gave up everything.
Lady Khadija suffered
like no one else.
Lady Khadija gave up everything, her wealth.
As Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahj al-Balagha,
you want to know what Lady Khadija did?
Listen what the Imam said.
He said there was the time
there was only one family who prayed to Allah.
One family.
And it consisted, who was that family?
It was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
It was Lady Khadija alayhi salam behind him, and I was the third person.
Subhanallah.
Now people want to take away from this holy household. Why is it, do you think? Why is it, do you think, brothers and sisters, people, until now, they try to take from the holy family, from the progeny of Prophet Muhammad. They try to make them not as important as they should be. Why?
You know what's the greatest tragedy? I will tell you what's the greatest tragedy.
See, Lady Khadija alayha salam was so beloved to the Prophet. When they become husband and wife, the Prophet loved his wife, although she was older than him, as some narration says, as some people in history say. But he loved her from his heart. He loved her because she loved Allah. This is the relationship between the husband and the wife. This is the relationship, the respect he gave her.
How do you respect your wife?
And for the wives, how do you respect your husbands? Do you listen to the Prophet and to Khadija, how they talk to each other? How they related to each other? We listen to them. We learn from them. And let me tell you more and more. You want to hear more of the tragedies of Lady Khadija alayha salam. She went through so many hardships. This woman that had everything, gave everything to help Islam. To help the Prophet. She used to harbor, she used to take the orphans, take the needy ones. She gave up everything, all her wealth. When the Quraysh did the economic blockade, and they sent everyone, all Bani Hashim, to the desert, Lady Khadija still stood by Prophet Muhammad. Lady Khadija, she had given one of the most important creation, one of the most important creatures on earth. She gave birth to someone. If we know her value, brothers and sisters, if we know who she gave birth to, it is enough to know that this child came from this mother. It is enough to know that this mother carried this child for 9 months. When Khadija was so alone, this child used to talk to her in her womb. See, the woman of Quraysh stopped talking to Khadija alayhi salam. Khadija was so alone. After this wealthy woman had everything, she lost everyone. But when she had the baby in her womb, she used to talk to her. Who was that baby? It was our beloved Lady Fatima alayhi salam. Our Lady Fatima, this child went through so much. Why? She was so young, she was only a few years old when her mother died. She was taking care of her father, so the Prophet said, Fatimatun ummu abiha. Fatima is like the mother for her father. You want to know Lady Khadija? Look at Lady Fatima. You want to know Lady Khadija? See Lady Fatima. And you know what's the biggest tragedy, brothers and sisters? We get to visit the grave of Prophet Muhammad. We get to visit the grave of Imam Ali. We get to visit the grave of Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, Imam Musa al-Kazim, Imam Ali al-Rida, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, Imam Ali al-Hadi. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, but where is the grave of Lady Fatima alayhi salam? You ask yourself, where is the grave of Lady Fatima? You know the tragedy of Lady Fatima alayhi salam. In these nights, we remember Lady Khadija, we have to remember Lady Fatima alayhi salam. Lady Fatima went through so much. The Prophet loved Khadija so much that even after her death, every time the word Khadija was mentioned, the Prophet used to cry. Aisha one time told the Prophet, "Oh Prophet of Islam, enough remembering Khadija. God gave you better than her." The Prophet got looked at her, said, "No, you're wrong. Allah never gave me better than Khadija. Khadija was so beloved to me. Khadija was so close to me, she gave everything up. She was stood by me when everyone left me. She stood by me when everyone left me. She helped me when no one would help me." This is the true wife. This is the real wife. This is the wife. This is the wife that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the wife that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember her, cry for her. And in these nights, brothers and sisters, we look at what she left for us. She left Lady Fatima alayhi salam, who from we got all the Imams alayhi salam. And Lady Fatima, let us listen about Lady Fatima. Aisha says that the Prophet said on the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Judgment when everyone is resurrected, someone will call, "Ayyuhan nas, O people, lower your eyes." Why? Everyone is wondering, why lower our eyes? Lower your eyes. Why? So Lady Fatima can pass through. Lower your gazes, so the daughter of the Prophet can pass through. Ayyuhan nas, ayyuhan nas. The same person after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. What happened to her, brothers and sisters? Let us listen to the tragedies of Lady Fatima. She had to stand before all the Muslims and ask for her right. Her right was stolen from her. She stood up. She had to go in front of everyone and tell them, remind them, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اعْلَمُوا. Oh people, don't you know who I am? And we're talking about Lady Fatima. Because they stole from her Fadak. They would not give Fadak to her. She stood up and she said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اعْلَمُوا أَنِّي فَاطِمَا وَأَبِي مُحَمَّدٍ. أني فاطمة وأبي محمد. I am Fatima and my father is Muhammad. أيها الناس. Lady Fatima, after Prophet Muhammad left her, after Prophet Muhammad died and left her in this world, she used to cry every single day. She used to shed the tears every single night. She used to miss her father Muhammad. That the people of Medina asked Imam Ali, can you ask Lady Fatima to go outside because her tears, her cry was bothering them. منعوا البتول, منعوا البتول, منعوا البتول عن النياحة إذ غدت. They stopped Lady Fatima from crying. Why? تبكي أباها ليلها ونهارها. She used to shed the tears on her father day and night. They say Lady Fatima used to miss her father so much. One day she saw Bilal, and Bilal used to call for the prayers at the time of the Prophet. But after the Prophet died, Bilal never called for the prayer. One day Lady Fatima saw Bilal coming. She asked Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. She told Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, go to Bilal and tell him, our mother Fatima has a request from you. Bilal said, Fatima wants me to do something, what is it? They told him, our mother wants you to call for the prayers so she can remember the days of Prophet Muhammad. Bilal said, sam'an wa ta'a. Bilal went on the podium at the time of prayers. He started calling for the prayers. He said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Lady Fatima alayha salam started crying. Bilal continued, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Lady Fatima alayha salam started crying, couldn't help her tears. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Lady Fatima alayha salam was remembering the time Prophet Muhammad was standing and praying amongst the Muslims. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then Lady Fatima alayha salam, when Bilal started reciting the following words, Lady Fatima couldn't help herself. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Lady Fatima alayha salam started crying. She fainted. Imam Ali called Bilal. Ya Bilal, the Lady Fatima will die. Stop calling, stop. Please, Lady Fatima is about to die. Lady Fatima, on the last night, before she died, on the last night, on her deathbed, brothers and sisters, let's go to Medina. Let's live the last moments with Lady Fatima alayha salam. Lady Fatima, she told Imam Ali, she said the farewell to Imam Ali, and she sent Imam Hassan and Hussein to visit the grave of their grandfather. There was Asma bint Umais with her. Asma was serving Lady Fatima, helping her. Lady Fatima, she was getting ready. Asma told her, Mawlati, my Lady Fatima, why I see you different tonight? Lady Fatima told Asma, Ya Asma, I'm going into my room. I'm going to be reading the Holy Quran. If you don't hear me read anymore, call on to Imam Ali. Lady Fatima entered her room, started reading the Holy Quran. Let us go to Medina. Let us see Lady Fatima, hear her reading the Quran. They say Asma used to go and come, used to go and come back from the room and hear Lady Fatima reciting the Holy Quran. Suddenly, brothers and sisters, Asma would not hear the voice of the Quran being recited. She went into the room, she looked, she said, Mawlati Fatima, no one answered. Mawlati Fatima, Lady Fatima, no reply came. Asma looked outside, and who did she see? Al-Hasan and Hussein. Al-Hasan and Hussein were children. They said, Asma, where's our mother? Asma didn't know what to say. She just looked in the room. Al-Imam Al-Hasan entered the room. He said, Mother Fatima, Ummah Fatima. He stood by her head. He was shaking. He was putting her head. Mother Fatima, Mother Fatima, answer me. Al-Imam Al-Hussein came. He stood at the end of the bed by her foot. Ummah Fatima. Ummah Fatima, Mother Fatima, wake up. Mother Fatima, answer me. No one would answer. Al-Imam Al-Hussein would call Lady Fatima. Ummah, Ummah, Mother Fatima. Al-Imam Al-Hasan wal-Hussein rushed to Imam Ali in Damascus. They would stand up and collapse, stand up and collapse. When they saw Imam Ali, what said, what is wrong with you? What's happening? Al-Imam Al-Hasan wal-Hussein started saying, Father Imam Ali, our mother. Our mother Fatima. Imam Ali said, what happened to your mother Fatima? Imam Ali fell on the floor and said, Umma Fatima. As-salamu alayki ya Zahra. They say, Lady Fatima alayha as-salam. She was buried secretly, no one knew, only Imam Ali and few of his companions. They say every night Imam Ali would go and visit Lady Fatima. And he would talk to her in the grave. Mali waqaftu ala al-qubur musallima. I'm talking to the grave of Lady Fatima. Qabr al-habib, the beloved one. Falam yarudda jawabiya. But I hear no answer. Ahabibun, ahabibun, malaka la tarudda jawabiya. Why don't I hear your reply, Lady Fatima? They say one night, Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam fell asleep by the grave. He saw Lady Fatima in his dream. She told him, O beloved Imam Ali, I thank you for coming every night to my grave. But I have one request. He said, anything you want. She told him, make this the last night. I don't want you to come and visit me in the middle of the night. He told her, why, Lady Fatima? She said, because tonight our child, Lady Zainab, woke up and she was scared. She went to the room to ask to look for me. She couldn't find me. She went to the room to seek her parents. She couldn't find me and she couldn't find you. And she's waiting for you crying at the door. They say Imam Ali went back to the house. Lady Zainab was standing waiting for her father. You know what the tragedy is. On the day of Ashura, Lady Zainab did not have her father. On the day of Ashura, Lady Zainab lost her brother. Who was there for Lady Zainab alayhi salam? No one was for Lady Zainab. Oh, yeah, yeah. ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي وفاطمة.
You want a prayer to be answered? Call on Lady Fatima.
Ya Fatima, everyone. Ya Fatima. Ya.
Let Lady Fatima hear you.
Ya Fatima. Ya Fatima. Ya Fatima. Ya.
They say when the Shia, when the followers of Ahlul Bayt, when the lovers of Ahlul Bayt gather and remember Lady Fatima alayha salam, she's with them, seeing them. She sees us crying for her. She sees us, the Prophet sees us crying for her. So call her if you have anything. If you have any request for the sake of Lady Fatima alayha salam, we ask Allah. We ask Allah for the sake of Lady Fatima.
Wa Fatima, wa Fatima.
Do you have a request from Lady Fatima?
Wa Fatima.
Let her hear you.
Wa Fatima, wa Fatima.
You love Lady Fatima. Let her hear you call her.
Wa Fatima.
Wa Muhammada.
Wa Muhammada. Wa Muhammada.
Wa Muhammada.
Wa Muhammada.
Don't look at me. Call the Prophet.
Wa Muhammada.
Wa Muhammada.
Wa Aliya. Wa Aliya. Wa Aliya. Wa Aliya. Wa.
Let Imam Ali hear you.
Wa Aliya.
Wa Aliya. Call Imam Hassan. Wa Hassana.
Wa Hassana.
Wa Hassana.
Wa Hassana.
Everyone, let me hear you call on to Imam Hussein.
Wa Husayna.
Wa Husayna.
Wa
Husayna. Wa Husayna.
Wa Husayna.
Don't be shy.
Wa Husayna.
Wa Husayna. Let us call to the lady, to the beloved one, to who? To Lady Zainab.
Wa Zainab.
Wa Zainab.
Wa Zainab.
Wa Zainab.
Wa Zainab. Wa Zainab.
And now we call unto the 12th Holy Imam. Brothers and sisters, you do not hold those tears. Do not hold those prayers. Do not hold those calls. He is our 12th Imam. Let us all call him.
Wa Hujjat Allah. Ya Hujjat Allah.
Ya Hujjat Allah.
Ya Hujjat Allah.
Ya Hujjat Allah.
Ya Hujjat Allah.
Everyone, let him hear you.
Ya Hujjat Allah.
Adrikna, adrikna, adrikna.
Adrikna, adrikna.
Let the Imam hear you.
Adrikna. أدركنا أدركنا الغوث 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 الساعة 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 العجل 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 Call the imam, let him hear you. العجل 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 العجلة العجلة العجلة
Ya Allah, we ask you forgiveness and guidance in this night. Ilahi Ameen. Ilahi, we ask you.